7 past 8, RSN Breakfast Show with Michael Christian and Mick McGowan right through until 8:30. Don't forget Michael Felgate along after that with Racing Ahead. The footy's back and so is the RSN footy tipping competition. Round 1 gets underway, of course, when the Blues take on the Tigers on Thursday, March the 24th. But player registration for our tipping competition is now open and the season prizes are fantastic. First prize, $1,500 of cold hard cash. We've got more prizes for the runners-up. Weekly winners will score a Gillies Pie Pack. And even if you're a bad tipper, don't worry, we've got random prize draws every week. You can register now, so just go to the RSN website, rsn.net.au, go to the competitions page and log in your details. It is free to enter and you could be taking away some fantastic prizes, all thanks to Gillies Pies and RSN 927. So log on, get involved in the RSN footy tipping competition.
Chris, I know we're going to talk to Rodney Eade in a minute, but I'm really looking forward to tonight's contest, Australia versus South Africa. And the reason being is what opening combination will the Australian boys use? Because we've used the Khawaja Aaron Finch combination. Shane Watson and Finch was used in the last game. Watson, who played, he didn't even bowl. So that's another part of the question mark.
Yes.
Whether Shane Watson will be used as that all-rounder as well. And probably do they try Khawaja and Watson as the opening combination and let Finchie sit out this in tonight's game? It'll be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, the final warm-up game before the T20 World Cup. Well, as you said, Mick, great to have our next guest with us. He is the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. His name is Rodney Eade. He's with us. G'day, Rocket.
Michael, how are you, mate? All right?
Very, very well, thank you. And you're going pretty well as well. Your team's been very competitive in your NAB Challenge games, though we don't put too much credence in that. But, Rod, are you happy with the preparation through the summer of your team?
Yes, it's been quite pleasing. I think exact figures last year for pre-season were about 50% of the guys, 50% of the guys only did about 50% of the work. Well, about 85% to 80% of the work. So we've got a lot more load into the players. We've had most players on the track. So in that aspect, it's been pleasing. And then just the last couple of games in that cup, as you said, it's been competitive, especially last week where we had quite an inexperienced side, so it was pleasing for the younger guys to do what they did.
And how different is it for you coming in first year and not really knowing the players intimately to second pre-season when you've got a good understanding of what you've got on your hands?
There's no doubt, 12 months in, it's a lot better for everybody. Certainly, what we as a coaching group are trying to teach, the players in the, I suppose, a grasp of the concepts, and we're also me getting my head around each player's weaknesses and strengths and, I suppose, their character as well and the characteristics that they take into footy and their outlook. So I don't know if the word's easier, but it's certainly that you've got your eyes open a little bit more.
Rocket, that second NAB Cup Challenge game against the West Coast Eagles, you would have been pleased in a lot of facets of the game, particularly the intensity off the ball.
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt. No, we've worked hard on that over the summer. I think it's a fairly competitive bunch as a whole, which is pleasing. So I thought against Brisbane, we gave away about probably 12 to 14 bad free kicks, bad technique of tackling. But we focused on our tackling going into round two, which I thought was fantastic. I thought, as you said, the pressure around the ball was good. Our intensity, our work rate was great. All those little things that you measure were really positive during the game. So I think as a takeout out of that, there's a lot of confidence gained.
Rocket, can you believe 20 years ago you took the Swans to a grand final? That's the first part of the question. How do you like the aesthetics of the game, considering where you were then and what it's like now?
No, I can't believe it was 20 years.
It's incredible.
Aesthetics of the game, it's an interesting one, isn't it? So I suppose some people, what they view as an attractive game is different to other people. Does the general public like the Collingwood Geelong NAB Cup game, which both coaches said there wasn't a lot of defence, but I think they tried to defend. It was just the movement of the ball was just fantastic. Do we like that, or do we like low-scoring, gritty contests? I know it's different for different people. I think the AFL, sorry, I'm giving a long answer, but I think the AFL stated publicly that the feedback was from media and supporters. They didn't like so many stoppages. So they're trying to, I think the new rules will open the game up a bit more. So I think that's going to be a positive. The coaches have all agreed with that. So I think coach's view is as well. They're probably taking a more global view of it rather than sort of worry about their individual team. So I think that'll change the game. I think the coaches tried last year really to improve scoring. I could see the way they played, but the defensive mechanisms are so good now at each team. So I think the AFL are doing the right thing with these rules, and I think the game will be a bit more open and with a few more goals.
That's fantastic. At any stage last year, based on the year you had, considering that you're back in the coaching hot seat, did you ask yourself why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because it becomes frustrating in things you can't control. You've got the talent at your disposal. I think we all appreciate that. And probably everyone thought for a period of time, you've done your time, you enjoyed the Collingwood experience. A lot of people thought you may have been comfortable with what your new job was going to be. But that competitive edge, it never leaves you. The old Bunsen burner was still flickering away inside, obviously.
Yeah, it was sort of like embers, I suppose. You sort of ignited again. But, yeah, probably up until around 8 or 9, it was sort of, where the head was spinning. It was like, shivers, what have I got myself in for? Where are we headed? Then it became really crystal clear about round 10 to me, which I think it was about the zenith of our injuries, even though we kept on getting a few after that. And it became crystal clear what needed to be done. And so with the coaching group, we worked really hard about what our end goal has to be. So the last 12 to 13 weeks were really a development. Weren't really, number one goal was to win, but it really wasn't the end game. And I think we got a lot of development. We gained a lot of traction in the last 10 games. I was really thrilled with their competitiveness, hanging in games. We're in most games for three-quarter time, even with all those players out. Culture, leadership. So there's a lot of growth we had in that period of time. It's like a massive big pre-season. And I think coming into this pre-season, I think that set the foundation for hopefully where we can go.
Rock, I want to explore that you just mentioned about the culture of the club. Did it surprise you when you got there what the culture was, and how much did you have to spend in terms of trying to change that?
I sort of went in with my eyes open to a certain degree. I suppose there's some things along the way that do surprise you with individuals and some views on certain things and some behaviours at certain times. It's still a young club, so they're still learning, and a lot of players didn't know what they didn't know. So it was really not bear it back, it's just sort of build on what was there, but give it some stability, some really strong direction. Really worked hard on our leadership program. Simon Fletcher, Spade Carlton, did a great job with that. He's still doing that again this year. So we've had a lot of growth in that area, and just most of the guys are really crying out for direction about their behaviours and standards. They probably view there was a few guys that probably weren't adhering to what they'd want to be able to set up. So it was a bit of work, but it came along really quickly.
Strong decisions, as we know, in footy will lead to better standards in turn, which creates a strong culture, Rocket. And you had to make a decision on Harley Bunnell and Charlie Dixon. How hard was that?
Not extremely hard, because we just knew what had to be done. Harley, probably got an IK with Harley, but I don't think he ever thought it had come to that. And maybe that was where his head was at, that maybe he could be a free spirit. But it was a club decision, totally agreed with what we needed to do. Charlie's obviously talented. Now there's a whole range of different issues and factors around Charlie going. But I think as a club, as you said, you've got to make some tough decisions along the way. We've done that. I think the players have bought into that, agreed with it along the way as well. So I think there's a lot more positives to come out of it.
And one of those positives, I reckon, was the exposure you got to guys like Tuke Miller, Adam Sarr, Jack Martin, Aaron Hall, who all played sort of increasing midfield minutes due to the injuries of Swallow, Ablett, Prestia and O'Meara. And that'll hold them in good stead going into season 2016. Do you see it that way?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And the other one's Jesse Lonergan, who...
Oh, yeah, he's terrific. How's his ankle?
Hurt his ankle, but what he's done over the pre-season has been terrific. And really, he's had a lot of injuries over his career. He hasn't played a lot of games. We played him back, and then we played him forward, and then when Gary went down with his knee, we had really minimal midfielders, so we threw Aaron Hall and Jesse Lonergan in there, and Aaron grab his chance for 8 weeks, and Jesse's over the pre-season. It's been fantastic. So we've increased our depth there, and I think with those two especially, that they can really become bona fide, certainly A-grade midfielders, so can add to our depth there.
Will you sign O'Meara and Prestia?
There's a fair way to go. You don't want to get ahead of the game too much, but I'm comfortable where it's at. It's probably the best way to explain it. I think they both said that they want to wait till mid-year. Jacob really more about his knee and get himself going and concentrate on his rehab and then playing games. But certainly indications and conversations I've had, indications are that they're comfortable. The changes that have been made, the direction we're going, that I find as a big positive, and now it's just be able to get into the footy. So we'll wait and see. There's nothing in concrete, but still fingers crossed, but I'm certainly comfortable where it's at the moment.
Will your new recruit, Gary Ablett, be available for round one?
he will. No, he's 100%. But interesting, I suppose because he's such a superstar, we all focus on him.
Yeah.
And look, Joel Selwood hasn't won to play the game and will play round one. Ben Reid's probably another one. And there'll be other players in the competition, but it's just because it's Gary that we all get focused on. But I think he's done it three or four other times in his career as well. I think 2013, they're telling me he didn't play a NAB Cup game and got first on ground round one. So I'm not really perturbed about him not playing.
Where will he play, Rocket? Will he spend more time forward this season?
That's an interesting one. When he's still as good as he is, you want to maximise his talent. I think he'll still be around the ball a fair bit, to be honest. It's interesting with the rotations, whether there's... I think we're all trying to work out what's the best way to go, but I don't think much will change with Gary. I think maybe a little bit extra time forward, but I think he'll still be basically on the ball.
One boy that played in that last game, Ryan Davis, is a great story considering he was delisted by the Eagles after the 2009 season, Rocket. And at age 26, he's been given another opportunity. Will he take it?
So far, the indications are terrific. I think he lost his way a little bit and going to become a bit loose in his life, I think, after the West Coast experience. And probably, but I think he's desperate to atone for that and make up for lost time. So he had a really good year at Swan District for the last couple of years and did really well in the state going for WA. So early indications are he's working really hard. He's looked dangerous last week, so he'll get another chance now in NAB 3 to sort of press his claims for round one.
Will you make the finals?
Well, you can never guarantee anything like that, Michael. I think you're jumping the gun there a bit. I think the answer to that is that's what our aim is, and that's what we want to do, but you've got to take care of it in the now rather than worry about too far in the future. I would have thought there's 14 teams who think they can make it, which is great for the competition, and injuries will play a part with all teams, and there is some teams that drop out of the eight from last year and others will really accelerate up. So put this way, we're confident we can do that if we take care of what we've got control of, but it's a long way to go.
What you can control is what you do in-game, Rocket. Is there two or three things for our listeners, what you as a coach preach to your players that you must achieve in a game to make sure it translates to a victory? What would they be?
Oh, number one thing's effort, because you've got control of that. Your opponent doesn't, the weather doesn't stop you doing that. Teammates expect it, so we talk about the pressure on the ball carrier and all that sort of thing, tackling. But it's just your effort to run and work hard and work for your team. That's the number one. If you don't have effort, unless you're a really good player and you don't need to do that all the time, you probably will be getting a game. So it's the things that you don't need talent. They're the ones that are non-negotiable. Your effort, I think your ability to put pressure on the ball carrier and be able to work for your teammate.
Rocket, great to have a catch up. It's great to talk, and we wish you all the best for the season, mate. Hopefully you can play finals and be a real threat come September.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Good Rodney on you, Eade joining us, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. It's 21 past 8.